Praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds. May peace and blessings be upon the seal of the prophets and the best among you who are learned and have gone out to teach. May the peace and blessings of God be upon all you who hear the voice. May it be on your family and all your companions. For God is all wise and all worthy, and all that I do in the name of God. Aloha and welcome to Insight. I am Reverend Roxy, and I am at the helm again. But this time, you're going to have a nice little delightful change of pace. For I, tonight, in just a few, but first I'm going to take care of some things, because you know I got to give it up to God before I give it up to man. I'm going to be interrogating Dr. Leonard Horowitz. We're going to get down to some issues. And I'm pleased to say that I probably am the first one to get to interrogate him about his new book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. So we're going to keep on going. I have to say that I am honored to be here this evening. It was wonderful yesterday here in Hilo as we all marched and remembered and everybody was wishing each other good Martin. I hope that everybody out there found some peace yesterday. I know that that may be very difficult in these here times, but I'll tell you what, it's out there. And I know if you just look into your brothers and sisters' eyes, you will see it, that there is a hope. For you know I told you before, never before can the stars be as bright if the darkness is not as dark as it is that is in our sight. That is what I know. And I have to tell you now, the knowledge of God is not to be taken lightly. Now, when I say that, that means that you are spiritually trained. You are spiritually trained. Now, scientifically trained, if you're scientifically trained, you may have a head start. This is what I would say for all of my brethren out there who have gone to great lengths to stretch their minds. And now they are contemplating. For I know all out there know that God is reason and reason is God. And we are all trying to reason what's going on today. That's why the Insight Hour is so important, because we do have the audacity to mix spirituality and science back together. Some people say, oh my goodness, and I don't know, but I do believe that we're even going to have the audacity to even begin to politically move ourselves in a direction that if our country reasons that which is unnatural to God's law, then we must stand up and we must do it soon. And the opportunity is now. You know, the Chinese, I do remember in my studies, have two symbols for a crisis. And I do believe that when I look at what our president has said to us, and that more souls will now have to go over to the Garden of Eden, a.k.a. Mesopotamia, a.k.a. Iraq. You see how it all mixes together? You see how it all mixes, how I can just take it all and just put it right there in your lap? For all of you out there, know that there is a revelation. And there will be an uncovering, and there will be a judgment. These are not words to be taken lightly, I'll tell you that. But I do know this, love and joy. Now, you can try to defy the laws of gravity, and what will happen to you? You will land upside the wall. You may look at the sun and the moon and the stars. You know they're bound to fall. And there are two hearts. Just take two hearts and put them together. Don't you think they stand a chance? Well, now I want you all to destroy your minds of evil. And let's call this game, this life, this gift, a romance. A romance with the Most High. Now, see, that is exactly what it is. Now, I have spoken for 5 tight minutes. I don't think I have wasted one word or a why, because I am in the spirit. And I know all of you out there who are listening are in the spirit. And if you're not, or if you're having trouble tuning into the spirit, that's why you're going to start listening to Insight. That's why you're going to start listening to BBS, and you're going to tune in and soon be able to see the spirit that's coming. coming at you because they get ready to move on up. And I want to give praises where praises is due. First to God, then to my loved ones out there, and then also to Don and all those that make this here radio broadcast possible. And I also want to say also that it's made possible through HealthyWorldDistributing.com. You out there, Dr. Lynn?
Hi there, Reverend R.J. Roxy. Captain, it's a pleasure and privilege to listen to you also, sister.
That was 7 minutes. That was all right, huh?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, for 7 minutes I could feel your love, and that's all that matters, doesn't it?
It does, it does. Now, I told everybody I was going to be interrogating you. So I figured that since I done called you, I might as well just go on ahead and just start right in by letting you have a word in edgewise. By telling me, all these people, what's been going on with this here book of yours, and tell everybody that it's, what's the status on it. Let's start right there.
Well, the Real Da Vinci Code is already blessing people. It's online right now at www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. Don't forget to put the love in there. Lovetherealdavincicode.com. And so I actually got a call from a woman who spent a whole night reading it the other night, and it was just a thrill that she called the next day and actually ordered the hardcover. The hardcover is going to be available, we're looking at March 1st for the first shipping of Love the Real Da Vinci Code. And the status is that we're thrilled. It's an awesome revelation. It is the decryption of the Vitruvian Man, for those who haven't listened to the Inside Hour and followed my work. The Vitruvian Man, of course, is the symbol for natural healing and natural living. Holistic healing is that man, woman with four arms, four legs, and a head, standing in a box trying to get into the circle, representing the cosmic connection. And it's about divine human communion. And the circle is actually the perfect circle of sound. So, in essence, the technology explained in Love the Real Da Vinci Code with exercises, virtually daily and moment-to-moment exercises that people are encouraged to do regarding numbers and frequencies and the mathematics of spirituality and the technology for creativity and genius expression through that communion with the Holy Spirit flowing and with the divine source. That is the goal, the mission of the Creator for humanity. That is the mission of the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. And we're absolutely thrilled to be carrying on this kind of momentous contribution to humanity at this very, very critical time in history.
You know, what's really, really incredible about it all, that I find really incredible, is that as you begin to delve into the book, which I see as more like a workbook, and it allows you to then take off and do research, is that each one of the chapters seems to ring true in terms of historical truth. And you've even gone to great lengths to research some of these historical truths in terms of what would even drive. I mean, share with some of the enlightenment that you've gotten in terms of the times in which Da Vinci was making these truths available to his future generation.
Well, that's a great question, and it's very relevant. And first of all, again, the Vitruvian Man is a cryptograph. It is like...
Explain that. Break that down for those people out there.
Sure.
Cryptograph.
Well, people are aware of encryptions, how secret codes, and a code is defined as a secret set of numbers and symbols for communication to only those who know the code.
Right. Bacon had one. He had a code for his ciphers. I think you had to have a wheel in order to understand one of his works.
Right. And Bacon, of course, Sir Francis Bacon, his alias William Shakespeare, who was co-author of King James Bible, which along with Shakespearean plays was the critical propaganda mechanism used by the global elite to create the English language and promote the English language.
What a slave language it is, too, isn't it?
It's a complete enslavement, along with, getting injected with mercury and aluminum in the vaccinations. It's all a matter of dumbing humanity down from their spiritual, divine co-creatorship, you know, and ultimately that is the period. If you think today is bad, folks, you know, with the Bush administration doing what they're doing and the pharmaceutical industrialists conducting genocide under the guise of public health, back in Da Vinci's day when he encrypted, because the encryption means that there was a secret that he wanted to relay to future generations, and this is the gift that Da Vinci left us.
Because these people were really serious about the truth not getting out. Isn't that true?
Exactly right. And the truth was heavily suppressed at the time. The manipulation was going on. The Medici family and the Borgia families had controlled virtually all of the political and economic and geopolitical and not only military and the travel and commerce of that period. And the church itself, I mean, there was at the time that Da Vinci lived, that there were Medici's that were a Jewish family. It's in fact the first Jewish crime crime families, certainly in this newer time in history beyond the Dark and Middle Ages. This was, of course, the end of the Dark Ages. It was the beginning of the Middle Ages, the beginning of the Renaissance that Da Vinci was alive. And that who was controlling even the Roman Catholic Church at the time was this Jewish family called the Medici's. And it's a stunning revelation to realize that that's the case, and that the period in which Da Vinci lived, he saw the manipulations, the coercions, the enslavement, the plagues, the poisonings.
poisonings of Lucretia. Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a way of getting rid of folks, and she was really close to the Pope.
Yeah.
Genetically wise, that is.
Yeah, no, it was one of the popes that was assassinated, was killed during
trying to assassinate
a cardinal.
I know, that's so rich. It is so rich. And it has everything to do with us today, does it not?
Well, it does, because again, when you think about the fact that we have to, you know, have smaller non-mainstream media broadcasts such as the Inside Hour, that despite Don Newsom's fantastic efforts to bring BBS Radio, I mean, a huge mainstream audience, you know, it's a challenge, everyday battle that the network fights and that the administrators, Don and Doug and the Newsom family, have fought to bring this information to humanity. It's the same fight that you are very familiar with in your ministry and we are with ours. It's a darkness and a manipulation of the population that keeps people stuck and, you know, in this darkness instead of opening up to the truth and the greater opportunities therein.
Ah, that word, the truth, the truth. Oh, my goodness, Dr. Lynn, don't get me started on the truth.
Go for it, sister.
Oh, God said this is the truth, and the truth I say, that I will fill hell with all those who follow thee. You know who God was talking to, Dr. Lynn? Do you know who God was speaking to when
you
he said
it,
these
sister.
Words?
Go for it.
He was talking to his creation, Satan. He said, you know what, I done gathered all you angels up, and I done gathered you here too to show you my new creation, Adam, the man. I made him out of clay. You know, Satan, he said, well, what you want with that? I'm made out of fire. I'm way more powerful than this creature here. I'm not going to bow down to him. God said, if you don't, you have to go.
Yep.
But God said, I love you too much. You're my creation too. I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you down there with my creation. I'm going to send you down. And what you do is, if there is a smattering of you left in any of them, you gather them up. Now, see, what you've been talking about, what I've been talking about all this time since we've been on this planet, Dr. Lynn, is I'm in a struggle against stupid. Yes, stupid.
The big eye, the big ignorance.
Yeah, too close. Thank you. Anyhow, you know what it is? I get so excited. But I'm going to tell you something. We are in a struggle with stupid, and everybody has to remember what the promise was. God said, I'm going to let you all have your free will. You're all going to take sides. You're all going to stand. I'm coming back. I'm coming back to judge this mess.
Hallelujah.
And you know what you and I
why I stand next to you, because I know you're not guilty of this mess. I know that all of your research and the people that you've gone out to try to collectively bring together to the truth that science has taken a big false turn, and that we are fudge factor and incompetence and people covering up things and don't want the truth to be known, that it's very easy to take care of our needs in this world, that we don't have to be dependent upon medicines, upon drugs, upon alcohol and nicotine and all these other things. And it sounds like I might be one of them Pentecostal ministers. I'm not. I'm just a common sense kind of person who says I have to speak about these things because they all come down to the brain, to our Godhead, where we live, how we think. And they are controlling us with this food, and no one knows better than Reverend Roxy. Because I'll tell you something, folks, if you don't eat well, you can't live well. And if you're not living well, then you must be in hell. And you don't want that judgment. You don't want that judgment.
It hurts. It's painful.
It's very painful. I heard a football player tell me once, he said, pain is weakness leaving the body. Pain is life leaving the body. Life vacates
exactly.
When pain comes in.
That Holy Spirit flow decides, hey, man, you're poisoning me. I'm out of here.
And yet God gave us a power inside of us. Now, this is where the tonalities, this is why they all had them Gregorian chants and all of that kind of stuff, you know, back
that's
in the church.
Right.
They was trying to hit that note, but
and
they had that wrong note. You know, when
yeah,
you really
well,
look at it, they had that 714 note.
Yeah, well, they buried the true notes from us, and that's one of the wonderful things that Love the Real Da Vinci Code is bringing forward, is the real, official, sacred solfeggio tones, the musical scale of creativity from the divine heavenly throne. And so we have now the opportunity to sing ourselves back into full tuning, in basically in communion with the Creator's frequencies, harmonies of love.
That's it. Harmony. What's the opposite of harmony, Dr. Man?
Well, is it disharmony?
Or chaos.
Chaos. Yeah, that's right.
Chaos.
Managed chaos is what we're looking at, isn't it? On the dollar bill, Nova Ordo Seclorum,
new
order out of chaos.
They haven't proved that they can manage it, though.
No, they're managing the bank, the banks pretty well. They're managing the military moderately well. And they're managing people's minds very well, you know, in generally speaking, and that the what they're not capable of managing at all is the spiritual renaissance that's going to come and wipe them all out, basically turning that the light, which is going to completely illuminate the darkness will flee in that light, in those frequencies of the original musical scale that are going to be soon sung by a gathering. And if folks, you want to get a preview, and a little seed that has been planted will grow into a huge international tree. It's at www.liveh2o.org. It is the vision for having a concert for the living waters, an international concert that we're working on with colleagues currently. And with your prayers and with your support and with the people who are brave enough to step forward and brilliant enough, in fact, creatively brilliant enough to step forward and make a contribution in terms of their own giftings, their own blessings, their anointings, their spiritual callings, that they can contribute to seeing and creating this world as having peace on earth rather than chaos.
Oh, peace. There's that word. There's that word. Peace.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's an awesome thing. It doesn't come easy. It doesn't come easy. But what I want everybody to know, you know, because you say, well, was there any hope? I said, of course there's hope. Why, do you remember what was left in Pandora's box? Hope. So no matter how bad it gets, there's always hope. And the hope is that the best and the wisest and the worthy of us all get a chance to enter into the conversation.
And the promised land.
That's the hereafter, which is now.
Right, right here, right now.
It's right now. That's right. Why this can be so large. Because we're talking about slowly coming to that day of appointed time. You see, what people have to understand, Dr. Lynn, so that they really get it, the insight, you know, is that evil comes from ourselves, but good comes from God. Evil makes fools of men. You see what I'm saying? Right now, Bush is starting to look very foolish. His diplomacy, his force of might is starting to work against him. You see, what we know in the spiritual realm is that evil is not eternal, but a taint on the soul. In other words, it's a stain, and that stain is what God was certainly looking and said, Satan, you on down there, I'm going to give you a job. You see, and Satan said, you're going to give me a job? Oh, I'm so happy. I just can't bow down to these people. He said, well, I'm going to give you everybody that goes to you. I'm going to set you up. You see, and people don't believe this. But like my father told me, and he was a great man, he said there's only 7 mean, rotten, nasty people in the world. They just keep moving around a lot.
That's the truth. It's, I happened to hit it in front of a couple of them this week, you know.
But they're not supposed to. They're doing their job, you see. They're doing their job. They're the right fools for the job.
Oh, and I'm the right fool for meeting them, because that's exactly right. You know, the only fools that I meet are the ones that I need to meet in order for me to open my heart more.
That's right. And, you know, Hawaii can be an experience when it comes to opening up your heart and also being humble, because here's where everybody is on a different page. Don't you think so?
Yeah, boy, that's the truth.
Speaking on that, I think we should give everybody an update on what's going on with the vaccination thing before we take it too far. And I wanted to touch upon that and then get back to a couple more things about the Da Vinci Code. Can you give everybody an update on what's going on with Lena and her schooling or non-schooling, or what is going on with that?
Well,
free to speak, or is there some kind of attorney thing going on?
Yeah, well, there's constantly, every day, there's something that's being done with regard to the fact that we are here in Hawaii, certainly by the grace and direction of our great Creator. One of the things that we have to do is keep the line, hold the line against the global industrialists that think that they own our body sovereigns, our sovereign spiritual temples, think that they can get away with decimating the United States Constitution and breaching civil rights and religious freedoms, thinking that they can make state laws that they can break themselves, but if you dare call them on the fact that they're breaking their own laws, then they come at you and they harass you and they persecute you and they bring you into their judicial system, which is really a system of total injustice and manipulation, because it operates out of the enslavement. The fact that we're body sovereigns and spiritual filled temples, but yet we're recognized as being the straw men. For those of you who haven't ever heard the term straw men, it is the thing that you can see if you look at your license or your birth certificate or your Social Security number card. All of your capital letters in your name, well, that wasn't what your parents gave you. It's what the corporate United States offshore corporation of the United States of America, directed by the global industrialists, the international banksters, mostly from Europe, and the royalty of Europe old, have children, and that they're running the planet today, and they want you as not a human spirit, as a sovereign being. They want you as a piece of property to do with what they will. Currently, the will is to reduce about 2/3 of the world's population, and the way that they're going about doing it is very sly, very subtle. They're injecting you, infecting you, intoxicating you, poisoning you with bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and then those are the active ingredients in vaccines, by the way. And then the passive ingredients of stabilizers and sterilizers are mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, MSG, phenol, polysorbate 80, all chemical toxins, many suspected carcinogens. And so we're drawing, holding the line here. We have our ministries, yours included. We have 2 other ministries that have been engaged in supporting this effort to bring national, if not international, attention to the Nazification of America to the decimation of the United States Constitution, to the religious freedoms that this once great nation held dear, and that we sovereigns are decreeing ourselves as being the spiritual children that are going to call Satan, Satan, when we're looking at him, and going into the lion's den and saying, yea, though I walk through this valley of disinformation, counterintelligence propaganda, and injustice in this entire manipulation that's called the justice system, we shall fear no evil because the Creator is with us, the truth is with us, the word, the laws of our Creator is more important than those manipulations that violate man's laws, and that we are essentially here doing that work.
That's right. God gave us two lips, and God gave us breath to speak and to inspire people. And this is what the Insight Hour is all about. This is what Dr. Len Hartz is all about. And this is what Reverend Roxy Hampton is all about. We're all about the light. Now, a lot of people say, well, how can you speak? I mean, well, it seems like it's all gloom and doom. What are we doing? They said, we have to stand up and say something to these people. They are the contaminators of all time, and they have to be dealt with. If not by us, then by one who has a higher power, and it is up to us to summon that higher power collectively. Collectively in the spirit, so that when they do their deeds, we are more apt to be reasoning the truth rather than all of their spins and conspiracies and magic and looking this away when you're supposed to be looking over there. You see, I call it, Dr. Lynn, you know, if we had to have a sequel to Love the Da Vinci Code, it would be, you all got to read the next one, which is the Judas Goat Syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. What's
now,
that
the Judas Goat, a lot of people out there probably know exactly where I'm going when I say it, but the Judas Goat is the one that the sheep are raised with, the one with the bell that always goes when it's time to eat. It's time to eat. You can see this goat come and lead all the sheep, but then there comes a time in the season when the sheep are called and the goat leads them, but it's not off to eat. It's off to the deep sleep to be slaughtered. They trust this Judas goat doing its job that at the end they will eat. But the goat knows, when I get up here to this one gate, some of you are going to be so close to me that you're going to follow me, and then the gate's going to shut closed. And then the rest of you are going to go off in a different direction. And some of you in the back, we're going to send them ones that was in the front around the back. That's who we are. We're the sheep that have been sent around the back. We've been following this goat. But this time when the goat shows up to lead us off to slaughter, we're not going to go because we're going to know that they're the evil chief misdeceivers. You see, I don't know what else to call Satan today, so I had to come up with new words to stretch them together, to say, evil chief misdeceiver. This is what we are suffering from today because they said that one would come. And today that one has gathered up his forces and has sent us over to the Garden of Eden. Is that not right?
You bet.
Over to the Garden of Eden where the whole thing started and has us all running around in the name of democracy. And where does God stand today on this here American type of democracy? You see, everybody knows you can't put out a fire with gasoline. You cannot bury people who are supposed to be living because inside of them genetically is the codes to save us and to keep us on the right path for not doing wrong. Americans, you have my deepest sympathy. I am awake and I am so sorry for my country. I feel so bad every time our president speaks, for he speaks absent and bereft of any God that I know, of any God that was brought with Jesus, or any God that Moses worshiped, of any God. You know something? I have to stop. I have to stop, Dr. Lynn. You know why? Because we got a guest.
Oh, is that right? We've got a guest. How
yes,
wonderful.
We got a guest.
Right.
We got a guest, and I'm going to let you introduce him because he's here now.
Who's our guest?
Our guest is the camp man from New Jersey. Come on, man. Hey, let's give the listeners a little talk on this here thing, because, you know, when I was sitting out, I looked at the man coming in, and I said, oh, natural. Well, if I can't continue on this thing, because we can continue on this discussion some other time, and if anybody is interested, you can just reach me and send an email somewhere in the universe. I'll get it. And I would like for you to introduce our guest. Our guest is staying here today.
You know what? Actually, what I would love to be able to do is just, first of all, comment on the concept that you've just raised, that the Garden of Eden is right here, and the capacity to restore the Garden of Eden where we are, I think, is extremely important. So with that, let me just share a little bit. There is a concept that the Love the Real Da Vinci Code book brings forward with the understanding of the revelations of the entrainment, that is, bringing our hearts in sync with the vibrations of love that actually go, we now have proven, to the center of the universe, that at the center of the universe there is what's called the 528 hertz frequency. It is the frequency of love, and that frequency connects the center of, is not only the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum, that is the center of the universe, all of the universal energies, the center of that is between 528 and 628-639 hertz frequencies, and if you look what those meanings are of those tones, the original musical notes, ut, re, mi, and fa. Mi, do, re, mi, fa. Well, mi is miracles, miragestorum in Latin, miracles in English, and fa is family, familitorum in Latin, family in English. And so the miracle family frequencies of vibrations, which are at the center of the entire electromagnetic spectrum of the universe, are the core central frequencies in our hearts, not our heads. Now, that's the issue of the Garden of Eden and the lost presence in that garden, where what happened, if you remember, you had, you know, Adam and Eve living in communion with the Creator, an eternal life, totally in bliss. And who comes along but this temptation that says, you know, this God that you love so much, you know, he doesn't really know it all. I'll give you the opportunity if you just take this apple of knowledge, if you just open your eyes to this apple of knowledge that I'm going to give you, then you'll have not only as much knowledge as the Creator, and you won't die. Well, that was part of the deception, because as soon as they ate of that apple of knowledge and then basically lost faith and trust in the Creator, and that the trust essentially was they were out of integrity, because the Creator said, don't leave my children to go after this false God, this false apple, this false satanic sorcery. Don't go in that direction, because if you do, you will surely die from the spiritual connection, because when you violate the truth, the faith, the trust. It's like any relationship is based on faith and trust. And when you don't have faith and trust in your spouse, your marriage is doomed. And you don't have relationship faith and trust in your relationship with a business partner, you might as well end that partnership. The same with the Creator. That was when they decided to go into their heads. And that's the whole concept of where we have come academically and scientifically, that we've placed the arrogance and the ignorance of placing academia and scientific research and development before our spirituality and before our love and faith and trust in the Creator. That is the fall. That's the original sin. And sin is something that joyfully And lovingly, the Creator gives us the opportunity to repent, that is, to turn from that at any moment in time. And guess who's going to be waiting there, and who is waiting there with open love and heart and arms? It is the Creator, and it's the Messiah, Yeshua, which has always been there for us. Certainly, the Creator's always been there for us. The Messiah's always been there since his time in the Holy Land. And the reality is that we now have that same opportunity to repent. Now, here I am, a good Jew, an Orthodox Jew, sounding like a Baptist minister saying, it's time to repent from your sins, folks. But the sin, the word sin, comes from the Greek archery term, to be off the mark. It simply means that you're not on the mark. You're not in with the flow. You're not in with the matrix of mathematics and frequency divine harmonics that will continue to bless you, that will continue to protect you, that will continue to allow you to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, because the presence of the Holy Spirit, power of love and protection, is with you and I. And what a great blessing that is at this period in history. So, let's see. I don't even know. I'm in a different part of the building. Here, Reverend Roxy, take it from here.
Yeah. I'm going to interview somebody right now. Are you on the line?
Yes, hello, Reverend.
Hi, I'm Reverend Roxy. And you are?
I'm David.
David, I understand that you are a hemp farmer.
Yes, I am, in Quebec, Canada.
In Quebec, Canada?
Yes.
Are you Canadian?
I'm a U.S. citizen, and I had a hemp company in America, and I had some trouble with the authorities because hemp represents a huge threat to the establishment. And in about 1996, I learned about hemp and all its many uses, and I learned about some of the conspiracies that made it illegal in 1937, the Marijuana Tax Act, and they basically introduced nylon, the DuPonts did.
DuPonts. See, every time you look at it, folks, it's always some big chemical company coming to you, upsetting nature.
Yep. So the DuPonts and the Mellon Bank with William Randolph Hearst and all the lumber companies, they had a machine that could have revolutionized the hemp for paper. And at the same time, you know, William Randolph Hearst controlled the media with, you know, the yellow journalism back then. And they did an anti-marijuana campaign and associated hemp and marijuana as the same plant. And they made it almost impossible for farmers to grow it. They taxed it so heavily that no one could grow it, and a whole industry disappeared. And then they tried to ironically bring it back after the war in 1942 with the Hemp for Victory campaign, and they had farmers grow it because they needed hemp to fight in World War II. And, it's basically not needed now because petroleum is used for all the things that hemp could be used for. So we went from like a green evolution, a green world, with hemp being used for, hemp can be used for plastics, it can be used for fuel, it can be used for clothing, it can be used for medicine.
And food.
Food, yeah, all of our basic necessities, food, clothing, shelter, medicine. And instead of a green world, now we live in a polluted world, and it's getting worse and worse. And of course, the hemp and the cannabis prohibition is just crazy what they're doing, the millions, the hundreds of millions of dollars. They're even eradicating wild hemp that's growing. They literally, it's a genocide against a plant. They want this plant to disappear from the planet.
Well, I think they practice some on the plant so they can take out the people next.
Well, it's...
They
it's
might have even gotten
same.
Better. I think maybe the plants are going to survive the people.
Yeah, it's the plants and the people, you know. It's nature. People are nature, and we have to realize that and not have some superior attitude towards the people. We're all one. We're all one family, and we have to realize that and treat nature and humanity as one instead of as divided. And that's also dividing, you know, individually from the source. And we have to realize we are the source. We're connected to the source, and it's all love.
Now, I know that you make things with your hemp. Not only do you grow it, but you also produce clothing. Or
mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that whole thing.
Okay, well, After the problem I had with the catalog, I did a mailing of 100,000 catalogs in 1998, and I had gone to China to source all the products, and I was thinking hemp is going to save the planet. You know, it's going to be a green planet, and, you know, I can help introduce all these different products through catalogs and then the Internet. And the government didn't like that idea. My phones were being bugged, and the catalogs disappeared from the mail. And so I basically got pushed out of business, and my family had a summer home in Quebec. So I moved to Quebec. They made hemp legal in Quebec in 1998, I think, as well. And so I moved up to Quebec, and I'm starting to grow the hemp there and just do, like, sustainable living type of things. You know, I'm trying to just have a farm where I'm growing hemp for clothing, hemp for paper.
Now, do you turn it into the clothing yourself?
We're working on it. Right now, we're importing hemp from Romania, where it's not being processed with chemicals like it is in China, and we're making knit hats. And
now, what's the virtue of hemp as opposed to, like, king cotton?
Hemp is the strongest natural fiber. It's easy to grow. You don't need chemicals or pesticides. I forget the amount of pesticides, but a huge amount of pesticides and herbicides are used to grow cotton. It's polluting the planet tremendously. Hemp is a really strong plant. It hardly needs any chemicals. It's fast growing. It's all around a superior plant for clothing.
So now tell me something. Up there in Canada, how's your own freedoms? Do you see any encroachment upon your freedoms as peoples up there in Canada, as like we're having down here in the lower 40s?
Yeah, I think that the prohibition in Canada and the United States as far as free speech and, you know, the healthcare system and all the evils, it's a global thing. And, you know, there's pockets of goodness everywhere. There's people who are trying to help and heal the planet, and you know, it's like that in Canada too. There's a lot of negativity in the world, and at the same time, there's also a lot of positive people and thinking and love. Yeah.
Well, you know, you represent a growing number of people that are doing like George Washington said. You know what George Washington said?
Mm-hmm.
George Washington said, "If your country offends you, leave her in quiet resignation." Is that what would describe you, that you had to leave in quiet resignation and continue to search for the truth in your life?
I think so. I think I've stopped trying to change the planet and just work on myself and use the hemp as a sustainable thing and maybe work on a community. And, yeah, I'm resigning from the, you know, trying to change the world, like, aggressively, you know, because I don't think change is going to come that way. I think the change has to come from within, and, you know, you work on yourself and your own environment, and then people, like the 100th monkey theory, if enough people start to do this, then the whole planet's going to transform.
Exactly, and those that don't, just, they'll have to just do like we've been doing, pray.
Mm.
Yes, is Dr. Lynn in that part of the building there?
Yes, he is.
Oh, let him get back into this conversation.
Thank you, David.
You know, it's really wonderful, isn't it, Dr.
Delightful.
Lynn?
We have the most awesome guest at the Fiend Bin in Health Retreat, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Praise
God for that.
Praise Creator, indeed.
Yes. So, well, you see what we're talking about here, Dr. Lynn?
Yeah,
we're talking about people who are being persecuted for having the thought to do something natural.
Yeah, you know, but what I loved most about what he said was that the change is going to be taking place first within, to the extent of the 100th monkey. And, you know, what I see, that the Love the Real Da Vinci Code material and the work that we're currently doing with the frequencies, the tones of the original musical scale. Because, again, if you go into Revelation 14:1, you know, when the fat lady sings on this planet, when we get the planet back in sync with the Creator, is when we have that concert. And so, for me, the most important mission for many of us, if not all of us, is to at least pray for and visualize people all over the world coming together and singing the praises of the Creator to the frequencies of the original musical scale, which is the new song, because it doesn't exist now. It's going to be new. And that will do that to the water. And because the water is a superconductor, if people remember who are listening, in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, there was the Creator, there was the Word, and there was the water. And so what happens today is you've got, you know, every Judeo-Christian, Muslim, all the religions are out to lunch. They, you know, give praise and glory to the Creator. Well, that's nice. And then they say that the Word is so important, and they go around promoting the Bible, and that's real nice too. But you know what? They forgot the sacredness of the water, the co-creative fluid, that when the Creator said his name to Moses, he told him he was a tetragrammaton, which happens to be the structure of the water, the sacred geometry, the resonance, the frequencies, everything having to do with water shows that it's a complete divine liquid. Its whole concept of its physical nature is a reflection, it's a metaphor for human beings, because, you know, there's different states. And like there's different states of consciousness. You've got rock solid people, people who are completely closed and ignorant to opening up their hearts in love and brotherhood and sisterhood. And you realize that that's like the ice. Their hearts are cold and frozen solid. And then, you know, you heat them up a little bit with that love frequency vibration. And what happens? They turn to liquid, and now they're movable. Now they can flow. Now they're moving in with that flow. And then you heat them up some more with that Holy Spirit power of divine love, and suddenly they're going to etherize. They're going to go into the steam, like we have the magnificent steam here on the big island of Hawaii. Pele's breath, or, you know, breath of the earth, which has the resonant frequency signature of that love, of that power for recreating, restoration, and rejuvenation, and resuscitation, and sustenance. That is the power, the Holy Spirit power of divine love emanating from the heavenly throne. It's called in the religious world, or the kingdom of heaven, and in the mathematics world, in the physics world, it's called the mathematical matrix of the universe. And so now, that's what, to me, I concur completely with what David said, because I now see it, and I was just like him. You know, when I first published the first of my three bestsellers, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, and I was writing letters to Congress people, and my own friend, a college roommate, Robert Torricelli, Senator Torricelli from New Jersey, I went to see him in Washington thinking that he was going to be helping humanity realize that AIDS is a medical manipulation and a literal conspiracy to conduct genocide. And again, it was transmitted through the vaccines. Read the book Emerging Viruses, folks, if you haven't read it. Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. It'll give you the whole background on where AIDS came from, the biological weapons labs, who created these viruses, when they did it, how they did it virtually every step of the way. And then to slam dunk it, I show you, I've reprinted the United States government contracts under which numerous AIDS-like, Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered, and the U.S. taxpayers paid a little over $2 million a year to fund the project. So, I mean, that the whole concept of now restoring and getting ourselves engaged with a higher level of consciousness where we can make a difference. We can make a difference in our own hearts. If Congress isn't going to do it, if Robert Torricelli or the senators are not going to do it, if the legislators of Hawaii aren't going to do it here, guess what's going to do it? When we start to sing, and more of us are now doing that, those loving vibrations into the waters of the world, will be the fulfillment of the book of Revelation, where it says, in the end, the crystal clear waters will once again flow through the rivers and streams, which it says are the people. Through our bloodstreams we'll be running this structured water, carrying the divine holy flame, that love, that divinity, that power, that sustenance, and that is what is going to bring about the world peace, the messianic age.
And you know what's really interesting about all of that, Dr. Nan, is that as you talk about the water, so does it say in the Bible and also in the Quran that those who do not go along with this light, they have reserved for them an eternal life in the lake of fire. And fire is a fluid, and it definitely is hot. So I really, really see, and you see, and now it's important that everybody see. So everybody has to open up their eyes, don't they?
More important, their hearts.
And
They're hard.
They're souls,
yeah. Right? That's spirit flow.
Come through.
Yeah.
Spend time. And that can only happen with a healthy brain and a healthy body.
That's true.
Isn't that true?
Well, tell us about some of your magnificent work. Folks, first of all, I'm going to give you a toll-free number to call. You can also begin to order the magnificent products that Roxy Hampton, Reverend Roxy Hampton, is producing here at the Steam Van Inn and Health Retreat in Pahoa, Hawaii. And it is cane juice. Now, if you know Stanley Burroughs, Master Cleanse that I've been recommending for years, it wasn't maple syrup. Roxy, why don't you tell us a little bit about what it is that you're able to do for people with the diets, with the fasting, with the juices, with all the wonderful things that you do.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. We have a hemp farmer, and I consider myself to be a cane grower. And I want to tell people that, you know, sugar cane juice is probably one of the best products that one could put into their body. It is full of minerals and vitamins. Now, these things occur naturally. Anything that is within the soil, and we have tested the soil, and here in Hawaii, cane has been growing for 25 years. So we juice this cane, and then you can do the master cleanse. Now, some people come and they buy the gallons and they mix it up. Now, they have reported to me, and you know, I want to remind everybody out there that testimonies are the only thing that the government cannot regulate. Isn't that a wonderful thing? So I know that people are telling me. I'll tell you, cane juice is an excellent blood regulator. We are having such success with children who are having problems processing sugar. You know, cane juice, Dr. Mann, has only 15% by volume of sugar, which means that in a gallon of cane juice, there isn't as much sugar as there is in a 12-ounce can of soda. I think I said that right.
12-ounce can of soda.
That's right.
You know, I want to actually give a testimonial.
Water.
You know, you're so right, and since you've been here in our community here in Hawaii with us, you know, I have witnessed my own family. My middle daughter is hypersensitive to sugar. Aria is really allergic to sweet things,
mm-hmm.
and you can watch her behavior dramatically change, and the same with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, since they have been on the cane instead of any of the refined carbohydrates that they've been used to, you can see a dramatic change. Tell us about some of the testimonials you've received from parents with autistic children who have switched over to cane.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because, you know, we have opportunity. We have a store. And so I had people who we were just within a stone's throw of the schools. And so some of the teachers who would take their kids on walks, the special ed kids on walks, would come into the store. And they began to notice that when the children imbibed in the sorbet that I make from the cane,
the most delicious sorbet in the world, by the way.
Thank you. We won Best New Restaurant on the Big Island before we come here. That's I don't want to boast too much.
You deserve it. That's fun. Folks, I'm telling you, I have never, and everybody that I know that has tasted Reverend Hampton sorbet has always said this is exquisite. There's nothing like it in the world. And one of these days soon, I'm hoping that you're going to be able to be shipping that even to the Madland.
Oh, yeah. Or as we call it, the Painland.
The Painland.
I shouldn't talk like that because, you know, it could very well become here, too.
It is here. It's everywhere, really.
But we're holding it down.
That's right.
We're doing good here. I know that we are in the spirit. I hope everybody out there that's listening to Insight is in the spirit, too. We only have a minute. I just want to say that it's been a pleasure and a privilege to be able to share with you this evening the information, and I hope that you found it well worth the time. I'm very bad on time management. Sometimes I never know when the closing is.
Well, let me take over.
All right.
I love you. Reverend Roxy Hampton, folks, thank you so much for joining us on the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Let me give you that toll-free number. It's 1-888-508 4787. The books, Emerging Viruses, I discussed tonight briefly, the wonderful materials, go online to our sponsor, HealthyWorldDistributing.com, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Any of the books and tapes and CDs and DVDs, many of the health products, including Green Harvest, which we mixed with the fruit smoothies, and the cane juice, the wonderful cane juice that we're having here. And again, if you want to order some of Reverend Roxy Hampton's cane juice, call 888-508-4787. It's the best thing to have. Stanley Burroughs, who put together the Master Cleanser, recommended that far above maple syrup. I want to thank BBS Radio for bringing you not only the Inside Hour, but a whole wonderful list of hosts that you can get tremendous insight from and information that you can't get elsewhere anywhere. So people like Fred Bell and others, go to bbsradio.com and join up. Give your contribution. It's only $2 a month, folks, to have all access to the archives. It's the greatest educational bargain on the planet. So I want to thank Newsom's for putting BBS together. We love you, folks. Next time, it's going to be next Tuesday. East Coast time is 12 midnight. Pacific time is 9. And beautiful Hawaii, it is 7 o'clock at night. We love you. Have a wonderful week. Be blessed, always. Bye.